morning. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for bringing us to church today. And we thank you that we can stand and sit in your presence, God, this morning and pray to you and fellowship with you. And give you just our heart and our mind, and give you this day. We just pray that you will speak to us, and we thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. I'll read to you from the New Living Translation, just an easier version of the Bible. It says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. So if I could give this message a title, I would call this, there is no such thing as unopposed spiritual progress. I'll say that again. There is no such thing as an unopposed spiritual progress. What that means is whenever we go through any kind of spiritual progress and we're growing in the Lord, there's going to be opposition. We're going to face opposition as we step into the things of God and as we start growing in the things of the Spirit, things of the Lord, and we grow closer in our relationship with God, there's going to be opposition from our enemy. We so easily forget about the devil. I mean, I do. You know, how easily we just forget that there is this enemy who is prowling around like a roaring lion. He's looking somebody to devour, and he's always on the alert, trying to bring us down, trying to thwart, you know, what God is doing in our lives. And he's always there to get in the way of what God is doing. But for some reason, I feel like we often have this misinformed idea that once we set our hearts to follow God, once we determine in our hearts that we're going to live after God, we're going to grow, we're going to go for the things of God, we somehow think that it's going to be easy, that everything will go smoothly, you know, because we're obeying God, you know, because we're trying to follow God, somehow it's just going to be easy, that God's just going to, I don't know, make everything work out. But that's just not true. I think once we choose in our heart and we determine in our heart, in our mind, in our spirit, we determine in our hearts, we say, God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to grow in this area. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to, you know, give my life to you fully, and I'm going to obey you fully. That's when the battle is going to begin. You know, because if we're walking, just doing our own thing, and not really concerned with growing in the Lord, not really concerned with living for God, not really concerned with the things of God, the enemy is just going to leave us be, right? Because he's happy where we're at. But once we, you know, we hear a sermon, or we just get a conviction from the Lord, or the Spirit of God is doing something in your life, and you say, God, I want to follow you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to grow in whatever area it is. You know, I'm going to grow, and I'm going to, like, go after the things of God. Then the enemy is going to be on the alert, and he's going to start coming, and he's going to start attacking us, and he's going to start opposing what God is doing. So we need to remember that there is no such thing as an unopposed spiritual progress. For example, you know, we say, God, I'm going to start fasting and praying. You know, we do the fast in the beginning of the year, every year. And it's just so hard. First of all, if you're fasting, it's so hard to get started, right? You feel like God's saying, yeah, I want you to go on a fast. And you say in your heart, God, I'm going to fast for you. I'm going to grow in this area. I've determined to learn and grow. But it's so hard to get started on a fast. You know, it's just like, it's pulling teeth, right? You're like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And you know, like, God, don't tell me to fast. You know, we're anything but fasting, you know? And then when we start fasting, temptations come from everywhere. You know, wedding invitations, dinner invitations. There's amazing snacks on Sunday compared to whatever is normally given on Sunday. And this is temptation comes once you set your heart to fast. And even to get there is such a hard process. And also, like, you say, God, I'm going to determine to read your word. This is something I've done. I said, I read a book one time that talked about reading the word of God, the importance of it. So I was like, God, 5 o'clock every day, I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to spend about an hour. I'm just going to dive into the word of God. It is so difficult. Soon as I say, I'm 5 o'clock, I'm going to read the word of God. Things come up all the time. Distractions come up. Things that will keep me busy. Things, just the schedule, you know, timing doesn't work out and I can't sit down at 5 o'clock and I can't really dive into the word of God. And when I do, you know, my mind's distracted. I can't really focus. Another thing is, just I'm giving you examples. Like we hear a sermon about our identity in Christ. You know, this is something that a lot of us struggle with, right? And we, you know, Pastor Eric, other people come. We learn about our identity in Jesus Christ and who we are in Him. How we are the beloved. How just the love of God and being rooted and grounded in the love of God. And we say, God, I know that's the truth. You know, that's the truth of who I am in you. And we know it and we learn it. But once we start trying to walk it out in our lives, the devil's going to come with a lot of deception. You know, the spirit of deception comes in and he says, you're a failure. You're nothing. You're not good enough for God. You failed at this. You didn't do this right. And then he just starts putting in these thoughts in our mind. And also he brings in a lot of discouragement. You know, he brings in discouragement and says, you didn't do this well. You didn't do that well. So just briefly, three tactics of the enemy, right? I just talked about it. One is distraction. Two is deception. And third is discouragement. You know, distraction's easy, right? Distraction is just busyness. You know, I believe we're affected by distraction because of our own busyness, because of our own laziness. You know, distraction can be anything. It could be just work. It's just work that's crazy and you really can't find time to spend time with God. You really can't find time to grow in the things of the Lord. That's distraction. Or you just get so into TV shows or hanging out with your friends or playing iPhone games, you know, playing computer games, whatever it could be, it's a distraction. And the purpose of that distraction is to keep you away from spending time with God, keep your mind away from focusing on the Lord. And that's distraction. And the enemy is going to do that. Once we set our heart to grow in the Lord and we're going to progress in the Lord, devil is going to bring distractions, make our work really busy, make our relationships really busy, and just keep us away from spending time with God. Deception is it's just the lies of the enemy. The lies of the enemy about who we are, about who God is. So for example, like recently I heard a sermon about being rooted and grounded in the love of God, which is really our theme verse. If you go up a few verses from verse 18, it talks about that Christ may dwell in your heart and that you will be rooted and grounded in the love of God. And I said, God, I want to be rooted and grounded. I want to be anchored in the love of God. And I want to like make that my goal, to really learn and to really live rooted and grounded in the love of God. And when I do that, man, just the spirit of rejection that's already in me, it just becomes more powerful. You know, the devil is so quick to bring lies against me, you know, just. And I have so much fear, so much competition with other people, comparing myself. And rejection, spirit, just like, oh, I just feel like I'm not good enough. All those things come in, and it's the deception of the enemy. It's the lie of the enemy. And also, lies about who God is. You know, sometimes we question, is God really for me? You know, I'm in ministry, but is God really going to use me? You know, is God really for me? And is he going to bless me? Is he going to anoint me? Is he going to use me to do his thing? You know, like all this deception comes. And that's also the tactic of the enemy. And the third one is discouragement. You know, the devil wants to keep us discouraged, because when we're discouraged, we can't do anything. You know, when we're discouraged, we could be discouraged from the lies of the enemy. We could be discouraged by our circumstances. But when discouragement sets in, your heart is downcast. You know, you're depressed. You're downcast. And you can't really do much. You know, you can't get yourself up and start fighting and start really growing and start doing the things that God's calling you to do, because you just don't have, like, the strength, you know, when discouragement comes in. So that's a tactic of the enemy. And he'll use that to try and keep us down. He'll use it to try and keep us away from the things of God. So three things, right? Distraction, deception, and discouragement. And these things we need to fight against. We need to be alert, and we need to watch out for these things. And in a way, I believe this is what is going on with our church. You know, Pastor Sam on Tuesday, I believe, he was kind of sharing his heart, and he was saying, you know, like, our church is kind of in a funk. You know, we've become so complacent, we've become so comfortable, and, you know, we're just not bothered to come out to things. We're not bothered to come out to our conferences. We're not bothered to come out and pray. And we have this attitude of, I just want to receive, you know, and we're not really giving into the things of God. We're not really hungry, you know, we're not really desperate for the things of God. We're just kind of comfortable. And I think this is part of what's going on is the enemy is not just going to let us be. You know, our church is going through a very significant time, right? We're doing a church plant in Beijing this year, and we're also going for a church move, maybe find a bigger space, you know, and God wants to bless this church, right? God wants to use this church. God wants to anoint this church and fill this church with power and his presence, and he wants to do great things. So of course, the devil's going to come and try to bring discouragement, distraction, and deception into our hearts so that we can't really go for it, you know? I mean, how foolish of us, how naive of us to think that God, because we're a church loved by God, because we're a church chosen by God, that things are going to work out, that we're just going to take off. We're not just going to take off. We're going to want to take off. God wants to take us off, but the enemy is going to be there, and he's going to try and distract. He's going to try and deceive us. He's going to try and bring us down. He's going to try and really keep us unable, you know, to really move into the things that he wants to bring us into. And so we need to be alert, you know. The enemy is not just going to sit idly by. And God wants to progress us, right, into growth. And I mean, you know, we have conferences. We have all these awesome speakers that come in encouraging us and giving prophetic words about what God wants to do through Solomon's Porch. And are we so, you know, just naive, you know, to think that, yeah, God had gave this us this amazing word, so it's just going to happen? It's not just going to happen. God gave us this amazing word. We better watch out, you know, because the enemy is now going to come and try to bring us down, you know? So there is no such thing as unopposed spiritual progress. We need to be aware of that. We need to understand that, and we need to, fight. So just looking at our verse today, I just want to talk about how can we fight, very briefly. How can we fight? I mean, okay, so there's opposition as we progress and grow in our faith. How can we fight? And the first thing, if you look at verse 8, the first thing that Peter says is, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. So the first thing is awareness. We need to be aware in our heart, in our mind. We need to constantly remind ourselves that, hey, the enemy is out there, and he's going to try and oppose what God is doing. He's not just going to let us be. And that's the first thing. You know, we're going to lose 100% of the battles we don't know that we're in, right? If we don't even know that we're in a battle, if we don't even know that there is the enemy trying to bring us down, we're going to lose, right? We're not going to be able to fight. We're not going to be able to stand. So the number one thing is we need to stay alert. We need to be aware. We need to watch out and remind ourselves, remind, you know, in our heart, man, enemy's out there. He's going to try and He's going to oppose what God is doing, so we need to be alert for that. And the second thing, he says, In verse 9, right, it says, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Or it says, but resist him, firm in your faith. So the second thing is we need to resist him. Pastor Eric, you know, when he was here last weekend, he said something, I don't know if you guys caught it. He said, it's easy for us to, like when things are difficult, for us to complain and for us to just be discouraged, for us to forget about God, for us to doubt God. But our Christian walk is not meant to be easy. You know, Jesus talks about the straight and the narrow and how broad is the road that leads to destruction. And our Christian walk is meant to be difficult. It's meant to be kind of an uphill battle kind of thing. We need to swim upstream, right, against the flow. And so it's easy for us when the enemy comes with distraction, deception, and discouragement to just give into it. It's easy for us to be like, yeah, I just want to watch this TV show. I just want to play this game. I just want to hang out with my friends. I just want to get all my work done and let ourselves be distracted and not fight against it. It's easy for us to stay deceived because when the deception of the enemy comes and our heart's just like, oh yeah, you know, and we kind of get down and stuff like that, it's easy for us to be like, to just have self-pity and to moan and have a little moaning party instead of fighting against it, you know, and to resist it. And it's easy for us to stay discouraged. When discouragement comes in, you know, and you get downcast, and you don't have the will. You know, it's easy to stay in there. It's easier to stay in there than to fight and resist and try to come out of it. But the thing is, we need to resist. We need to stand firm, and we need to fight against the enemy, and we need to be strong in our faith. That is, we have to do this. And it's, you know, I'm sorry that the Christian walk is not just easy peasy, but we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to stand, and we're going to have to call people and say, hey, guys, I feel really discouraged. Can you pray for me? I feel really deceived by the enemy. Can you pray for me? Can you help me out in this situation? We need to find ways to fight against the enemy and to resist him. And the last thing is the last part. It says, remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering that you're going through. And the last thing is we need to take our eyes off of ourselves and look to our family members, look to our brothers and sisters. And this is something that we just learned yesterday. Pastor Sam sent the staff this video of this Navy SEAL officer who was kind of explaining to us what the training process is like. Navy SEAL is like the hardest, most toughest, the bestest, like U.S. military force. This is like the best of the best. And they go through the toughest of the toughest training to get to this place. And this guy's kind of, I guess he wrote a book about it, and they're doing an interview, and he's kind of telling us what the training process is like. And he said there's 221 people that started this training process, and at the end of it, only 20 people made it to the actual Navy SEAL program, I guess. And he says, this one thing he said, it just stuck with me. He said, so they go through extreme physical hardship. They're like, I can't even explain, right? I mean, just extreme physical difficulty. And I guess they're like in water, like in cold water, and where, like, you know, hypothermia is about to happen. And unless your mind and your emotion and your body is just alert, you're not going to make it out of this. And he says, in those situations, if a guy is there and all he's thinking about is, man, this is so difficult and how hard this is for him and how much he needs to stand strong, you know, in this situation. And if he focuses on himself and how, you know, like, oh, this is so difficult and I just have to get through this, he doesn't make it. They will always kind of fall and give up. But if he can get his mind not focused on himself, but start looking to his teammates and how he needs to stay in this to support the teammate and to be there for the teammate and so that they can come out of this thing together, that's the kind of person that makes it through the training because he has learned to take his mind off of himself and think about his team members and how he needs to be there for the team member and the importance of staying in this for his team member. And then he's going to be able to come out of it. And so for us, I mean, we're a church body. We're a church family. And if you, and how you walk in your faith, how you progress in your faith, and how you stand firm and resist the devil in your own faith is going to affect the faith and the walk of your brothers and sisters. In your house church, your accountability, your close friends in this church, and how you do in this walk, and how you stand firm, how you resist the enemy in this walk is going to affect how your brothers and sisters are going to walk. And so we need to take our eyes off of, oh, this is so difficult, you know? Like, oh, the Christian walk is so difficult. Or, oh, you know, I just want to give in to the temptations. I just want to, you know, do the things that I want to do, you know? Cause, I mean, yeah, sometimes being a Christian is hard. You need to die to yourself, right? You need to give up your own desires. You know, you just want to go out and party or meet, I don't know, just people that are not walking with the Lord. You know, I'm just thinking about marriage and stuff. Like, you just want to meet people, give in to these things. You know, you want to, every once in a while, you just want to go do stupid things. You know, you want to go drink, you want to party, you want to just, you're tired of staying in the fight. You're tired of focusing on God. You're tired of praying and fasting and trying to be disciplined. But it's not about you. If you can think not for yourself and how difficult it is for you, but you think, man, I need to stay in this for my house church brothers and sisters that I'm praying for. You know, the church is kind of going through this together. The church is progressing together. The church is talking about reaching out and going deeper and wider together. So you're just not on this thing on your own. You know, you're in a community, you're in a family, and you're going to have to stay in this for your brothers and sisters. And so, let's do this. You know, I mean, and this is hard for me to, I can forget that the enemy is there and that he's always going to try and distract me, and he's always going to try and deceive me, and he's always going to try and discourage me. And I better be alert, and I better be aware that I'm in a fight, and I better resist him. And then, I mean, even maybe even more so as a pastor, right? Don't you guys think so? I mean, as a spiritual leader in this place, I better stay strong for my brothers and sisters in this church. But same thing for you guys, you know, the people that you are connected to, the people that you are influencing, you're going to have to stay strong for them. And so, yeah, that's my message to us. And let's just close our eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us about this. And Hannah's going to lead us in a time of worship. But, yeah, I think this is important for us. I think this is important that we remember that there is going to be opposition, that the enemy is there, and he's on the alert, right? He's not resting, he's not sleeping, he's on the alert, and he's looking for opportunities to bring us down. He's looking for opportunities to infiltrate into our church and to bring us down. So we better stay alert. You know, we better start praying and fighting and resisting. We better start, you know, calling each other up and keeping each other accountable and standing in the gap for those that are struggling. So, yeah, Holy Spirit, just come and lead us and speak to us in this time as we pray and worship in this time. Thank you, Lord.
Treasured here, be glorified.
just go before the Lord and let's pray for our church. Let's pray for SP. And let's just pray that we would be alert and we would stand firm against the enemy. We would be strong in our faith. And let's pray that our church will not forget the promises of God and how He really wants to use us. He really wants us to be a church, that trains people, that really blesses this city. And He's just got great plans for our church, but that there's also the enemy, and he's gonna come and attack. So let's just pray for our church that we would be a church that fights against the enemy, that is not naive or foolish to not think about the enemy. And just in your own prayers, fight, resist him. Whatever you feel like the enemy is doing in your life, let's resist together. Let's pray against it, and let's come together and pray. So let's pray together. Pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Mexico. Frank and Fabi is there. And Masters Beauty, the YWAM team is there. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for safety. Let's pray for just a real anointing and leading of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for Kenny Ye, who's in Japan, in Nagoya. Let's pray that God continues to bless him and anoint him, and that he would be led by the Holy Spirit. Let's also pray for Rachel Worlake, who's also with YWAM in Thailand, with a base. She's doing video production and stuff like that, and making videos to be able to share the gospel. So let's pray for her for that and her team. And also let's pray for North Korea and the church, the persecuted church that's standing in the gap for them. Let's pray for Chris Kim, who's a missionary there, and also Dr. Kim with Pust, the school there. So let's just pray for God to move in North Korea. So let's pray together. Let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark and Pastor Sam Kim and the teachers. Pray for SP youth. Pray for myself and the students, that they will continue to grow. And let's pray for the campus ministry that Pastor Sophia is leading. They go to Hong Kong U mostly to share the gospel and fellowship with the students there. So let's pray for our three education ministries. Pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray for Kennedy Road, Will and Tracy, Pacific Place, Mike and Angie, and let's also pray for Conduit, for May and Sandro. Let's pray that God really blesses these house churches tonight. Let's pray for them and cover them. Pray for our SP move. Let's just pray that God will continue to lead us and guide us, and there are some opportunities, some options that the leadership is praying about. So if you can just pray for the steering committee and all the elder board and Pastor Sam as they kind of move forward in this, let's pray for them, God's wisdom to be upon them, and for God to really give us favor. Let's also pray for just our finances, that it'll all come to order. And also let's pray for the vine. Let's just bless them, that God will bless them in their move as well. So let's pray together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your love for us. Thank you for this word, God, that you remind us to stay alert, that we are of sober spirit, that we would be on the alert, because our adversary is out there. He's prowling around, and he's not going to leave us alone. And I pray, God, that you would give us just a real resolve in our heart to fight and to resist and to stay in it for each other, God, that we would remember each other and keep each other accountable. I pray, you know, as a church, you know, we've been quite lax. We've been too relaxed and too naive, God, and too foolish to not, you know, be aware of this warfare that we're in. And I pray, God, that you remind us that we're in a battle, and that we would be ready, Lord, to fight and ready to trouble ourselves, God, and and to be bothered about the things of you, God. And I pray that you would really give us vision for where you want to take us, God. Remind us of the promises that you have given to us, God, and the promises that we've made to you, and the determination that we've made in our heart to grow in certain areas, God, of our own walk. And I pray that you would rekindle that flame, that desire, that hunger, that determination to grow. And I pray that you would just watch over us. Holy Spirit, would you do a work in our hearts today? And we thank you for your love, God. We thank you that you are faithful, and that you're always with us. You know, you promise to always be with us. And watch over us today, God. We want to live for you today. Help us to really glorify you in everything that we do today, in all our conversations and our actions and our thoughts. So lead us, and we worship you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day today.